Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Iggy, and I am freedom-loving travel tourist entertainer, or tour guide, yes. We are in Norway. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, here is someone I consider a true Norwegian Viking. Greg, the Dive Master.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, world traveler I am. Fresh from Australia, New Zealand. Slightly jet-lagged, if you haven't figured that out already.
Well, it seems like totally like you always are.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I was a little off my game.
Well, you always are.
Oh, that's it.
I didn't notice anything different. Did you guys?
No, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah. I thought it was just regular game.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. We'll take that as a win. While I was away, by the way, there was some other news that kind of popped up on my radar, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm disappointed in Jerry the Diver Guy of all folks.
Why?
I didn't hear it from him. And that was that Gay Bigfoot supposedly is planning to go on tour and take a crack at stand-up comedy.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what gave him this idea, but, you know.
Do you have a sample of that?
No, not yet. Not yet. He's he's just getting ready, supposedly.
This is the setup.
He's working up some material, and I guess he figured, like, hey, these nutty folks that I've been interacting with on Scuba Radio the last few months, maybe I could turn this into a new revenue stream. And that, I just got word that he's working on a stand-up comedy routine.
It's the
he can probably
Bigfoot.
Show up at Walt's Grotto.
And the reason I know about it, he
it's
asked
the Gay Bigfoot, "What are you doing here?" Tour.
Yeah, and asked if Scuba Radio would potentially consider sponsoring the tour.
No. There's no budget for
that. Yeah, well, there's no budget. But I said, "Hey, you could increase your time with Jerry the Diver Guy. How about that?" So I kind of pimped Jerry out to our advantage. So we'll see how this goes, but.
Like, yeah. What does Jerry have to do?
Well, we don't want to know. That's between those two lovebirds. So, anyway, we got that to look forward to or avoid at all costs. But I just kind of wanted to get that
out
there.
He might put him on staff as a groomer.
Okay.
And moving on.
Another story. Hammerhead sharks are falling from the skies. No, not in another Sharknado.
Well, but in another Sharknado?
No. Well, actually, they are. They're working on another Sharknado. But no, this is in South Carolina. A baby hammerhead shark fell from the skies and was reported on this week.
Some bird probably caught a baby hammerhead and then dropped
it. Yeah, well, I think they say it was an osprey.
They're pelicans, not pelicans.
They don't know. I don't know if they actually saw the bird, though. They just think it was a bird.
Well, of course it is.
Maybe it was a flying hammerhead shark.
It could have been something simple like what we just said, or it could be Greg World.
Yeah.
Or
it could have been an actual waterspout turned Sharknado.
Yeah. Well, no, they claim it was an osprey, so maybe someone saw it fall from the sky. I don't know.
Those are big birds. You ever seen an osprey up close?
Yeah. I mean, and the baby hammerhead, I mean, it's a good, I don't know, foot and a half long at least.
I'm sure it died, right? And from the fall.
Well, or maybe it was already. I don't know.
Was it a hammerhead or a scallop?
It was, they say hammerhead, but who knows?
If it would have fallen in the ocean, then we would have never known about it.
So right.
It must have landed on.
Yeah, but it didn't land on anyone.
Did it land on a sweaty tourist?
No, but if you were going to go, would you rather be eaten by a shark or have a shark land on you?
Have a shark land on me.
Yeah. That would be way more memorable. I mean, you'd probably make, you know, like Guinness Book.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
Astronomical.
I don't think it's ever happened before. I mean, so.
Oh, I guess it's
I'm sure it has in the course of the
You think somebody's died from a falling
shark? But I'm sure there's been baby sharks fall out of birds' mouths.
And onto people?
Possibly.
If they're flying over them, why not? They've recorded.
I mean, this isn't the first time that, you know, sucked up by tornadoes, sharks.
Okay, do you know of any of these quote unquote people?
No, we haven't interviewed them personally.
Yeah. I'm saying over the course of thousands of years, Greg.
Okay. All right. Well, I think you guys are living.
The first one was probably a pterodactyl.
I was just saying that if you had a choice which way you'd want to go, would you rather, you know,
die?
Yeah.
Why has it got to result in death? Why couldn't it be a positive thing?
Well, I'm just saying, if you
had
a choice.
What if the baby hammerhead drops down and I look up and I make a perfect catch and I'm able to get it into the water and save it. That would be my story. That'd be my happy ending. I'm able to save the shark.
With a nub. Yeah, I caught it. It bit my hand off.
No. You have a baseball bat, and as it's coming down, you swing just as it's
Barry.
Wow. And then it flies. Then it goes flying right into the ocean.
We love sharks, scuba divers. Listen to him. Listen to how
coming yet. From somebody that is scared to death of sharks.
Scared.
I'm not scared to death. I just don't.
He's scared.
He's scared, all right.
I go into a little cage. I don't die with them.
Be
That's
kind.
All.
Be kind to animals.
Yeah.
Every time you get in the ocean, Barry.
Except for iguanas.
Yeah, this is from the guy who shoots iguanas in his spare time. For just for the sake of
anytime.
He doesn't spare time neither. He doesn't value life.
You are the Ted Nugent of South Florida. Just shooting stuff all over the place.
You have no soul.
Where's my Budweiser?
If you just learn to cook it.
Yeah, it's only good if you eat it.
Okay. All right. So, I don't know. Keep an eye out for the falling sharks.
Keep an eye out for Barry's BBs.
No, pellets.
I'm sorry, pellets.
Oh, that's what you guys call them?
I did read a story.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Speaking of Kiwis.
Read a story. Never mind.
Go ahead. You did read a story.
Okay, Casey has.
You can read?
What?
Hush up. Let him say it, please.
News.
It was an audio book, okay?
I knew it. I hear it.
I read a story where the eggs of the iguanas are becoming a gourmet.
Oh, they're nasty. Oh, they're soft.
Gross.
The shell is like not caviar. A hard shell. They're leathery, and they look like a regular egg when you pop them open.
The eggs or the
pop them the open? Eggs, why the, are you popping? Yeah.
Iguana jewels.
I destroy
when
they're
very them. Small. They're like caviar.
They're about this big.
Okay.
No, they're not very small.
Well,
they're
speaking
about
an
inch
that,
big.
Okay, look, I was going to bring you guys back something from Australia.
Here comes the excuse. But.
No. Well, you'll understand why. Okay, so when we were on in Australia, they had one of the coolest souvenirs. I thought, this is perfect. Barry, Jerry, Vinny, Casey, Bubble Boy, Cock Johnson. You guys would love this. It's a bottle opener. You always could use an Australian bottle opener made out of the gonads of a kangaroo.
I'm sorry?
You heard me.
Strong?
The balls of a kangaroo, and they turned it into a bottle opener.
That sounds like a cool thing to have.
Yeah! See? Vinny gets it. And the only reason I didn't get one for each and every one of you. Well, yeah, they were $50 a pop. That's 25 cents a ball or $25 a ball. I don't have that kind of money. I'm not made of money.
Nah.
But you know what? You know what? It's the thought that counts. It's the thought that counts. When I saw kangaroo gonads, I thought of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad.
You could at least take a picture.
No picture. You can look it up. You Google it. Right. But they're available. $50. $25.
I hope
you
didn't buy one.
Well, thanks for nothing.
No, I didn't buy anything. You guys aren't worth it. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, it's always better where?
The kangaroo balls.
Where it's wetter when kangaroo balls.
Safe diving, everyone.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Let's go. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.